Sippers, welcome to this episode of the Tea With Me podcast with myself, Shane Todd. Before we get into this episode, let me tell you to go to patreon.com/teawithmepodcast where we do the Monday bonus episode, aka the special brew, live stream every Friday with some of your favorite comedians. And the main thing is you can go back and watch all this. There's 700 hours worth of content, maybe more. It's probably definitely more.
Yeah,
I just made that up. The live podcast we did from London with Kieran Bartlett and William Thompson's going up next month. It's a riot over there. It's going to be a great time. Patreon.com/teawithmepodcast. Become an official sipper. I'm on tour everywhere with my new stand-up show, Mummy, ShaneTodComedy.com. Come and see that. Dublin, pretty close to selling out in the Olympia, which is wild. So get tickets for that. We are sponsored by AG1. What's AG1, mate? Sounds like a transformer. It's not. It'll transform your life, though. It's a nutritional supplement that you drink every morning to support whole body health. Both WHOLE and HOLE helps your whole health, too. It can be hard to know where to start with supplements. You know, there's a lot of myths about supplements. You need to be taking this, you need to be taking that. How much should I take? What brand should I take? See with AG1, mate, it does it all. It replaces your multivitamins, your probiotic, and any other SHIT optional E that you're taking. It's gluten-free, nut-free, dairy-free. There's no eggs or added sugar. So that's music to my ears because I can't have anything nice because I'm being punished by God. If you want to take ownership of your health, try AG1 and get a free one-year supply of vitamin D. And who doesn't love a daily dose of vitamin D? You have 5 free AG1 travel packs for your first purchase. There's a travel pack behind... What, Dan? Travel pack behind me. Not there. Look at that. Sachet. You're going through the airport. Anything to declare? My health. Very handy. It looks cool. It tastes nice. AG1. Go and check it out. You go to drinkag1.com. Drinkag1.com. It's all in the description here. /teawithme. AG1.com/teawithme. To get that very sexy deal. We are also, of course, sponsored by Dan Red or Wrong Manscaped.
Correct.
Now, I'm talking about your whole health. If we're talking about holes, the guys at Manscaped have it covered. They looked at a lot of genitalia and said, bleh. It's stinking. And they just ran around like farmers shearing sheep. What these guys started doing is shearing... they are the top of the game. Manscaped have every product you can think of when it comes to men's, shall we call it, personal grooming. Your face, your chest.
Your beard trimmer on
your
the shelf.
Your penis. Beard trimmer on the shelf. Well, look at that. What's that, Dan?
It's a brush. Yeah.
That's a brush for what? Your beard?
Yeah, maybe.
Look at me. Look at me and my beard. Look at that. Oh, that's better. That's better. Has a bit more kept. With everything. Is that the beard trimmer there?
Yeah.
Jesus, look at that. Look at that bad boy there. And there's different, Dan, there's different numbers on that. What does that mean? Speed? Length?
Length, I would assume.
Oh, yes. Because see, with most beard trimmers, in my experience, you have to replace the head manually. But not with this. Brilliant bit of kit, Dan. Manscaped.com, beard balm. Beard oil, all that kind of stuff. Or if you're a young old guy like me, there's stuff if you don't have a beard. Go to manscaped.com, use the code TWITHME for 20% off and free shipping. Hate it when you order something and then in the end you find out the shipping's going to cost loads. This episode of Tea With Me, I'm joined by two very young men. None other than Aaron Butler and Vittorio Angeloni. These guys are great. This was a phenomenal episode. I love just... Here's why I like doing this podcast. You just sit and have the conversations you would be having. But it's recorded and people seem to like it. These guys are stand-up comedians. They've both been on the pod before. You know them. You enjoy them. And I want you to see this podcast as an entree of comedy chat. And I want you to devour it with your gob. This is the Tea With Me podcast. Thank you. I hate being in a hotel and walking around in bare feet. But I also hate wearing socks because then I go, then I'm going to get into the bed with these socks.
You wear socks in bed?
Huh?
You wear socks in bed?
No.
He's saying he isn't going to wear the socks in bed, doesn't. What?
I'm going to wear the socks.
You're wearing the socks in bed?
No, I'll wear the socks to bed.
Yeah.
But not, and then I'll take them off in bed. Yeah. Now at home, no socks.
Yeah.
No, I walk around freely.
Caveman.
No. Yeah. What I mean is, when I get home, when I get upstairs, my shoes are already off. I don't wear shoes in the house.
Right.
But then...
You live in Japan?
Huh? We've always like
they've house shoes in Japan.
Huh?
They've house shoes in Japan.
Yeah, everybody has like a pair of like they're basically like slippers.
Yeah, you have those.
What do you mean house shoes?
Yeah,
I don't have Crocs.
But you have. Look at those. They're Crocs. They're stylish Crocs, by the way.
I bought Crocs because you.
I thought you said Crocs you didn't have the Crocs.
They're good. They're huh? so good.
You said you didn't have Crocs there.
I know. I said don't have house shoes. I have Crocs.
Oh, right. I thought you said
what
I don't have Crocs.
What's this turning into?
Yeah. It's
fucking
no, you have the wee slippers. The wee fluffy slippers. They're your house
oh,
shoes.
Oh, I've got UGG slippers.
Yeah, yeah.
What I'm saying is, by the way,
yeah,
change your life.
They are great.
UGG slippers. But don't
I feel
get
like
the
non
brand.
Too sweaty, no.
No, don't get. Oh, I'm not. You're not wearing them now. As winter soon as time. I fucking
I'm running
I get up a route for November coming.
No, don't,
and as
don't
soon as
that.
It's the first as soon as I turn that calendar
you get
over
a route for
November?
For November?
Oh, yeah
to get the time are you not remembering the fall?
Only time there was graffiti down in Hollywood once.
No, he's remembering the risen.
Shane hears the last post and he's just like fuck.
You're out for this post. There was graffiti down in Hollywood for like Remembrance Day that said on a wall someone wrote Les we forget. L-E-S.
Les Dennis.
And I don't know
Les
whether
I'm family fortune. Yeah.
I don't know if it's a tribute to the war or just some guy had done something bad. And they're like, Les.
It's French it's for Les we forget.
Yeah.
What is Les French?
Is that the sequel to Les Mis?
Yeah. Les we forget.
Les we forget.
Yeah.
What I'm saying is...
Yeah. What you're saying is you don't... Hold on. Let's get back to...
I'm in a hotel.
You just said to me, you don't like wearing socks in the hotel, but you have to wear socks in the hotel. Do you just walk about in shoes? What's your... Give me your...
But then what's the negative of bringing the socks to the bed?
I've transferred whatever I've walked into the bed.
Dangle your feet.
Where? Over the bed?
Yeah.
Dangle your feet, take them off, and then
If I go to a hotel room that's all wooden floors, no problem. Bare feet.
Does dirt not exist?
You're risking splinters?
You're not going to get splinters.
We're staying in different hotels.
You're staying in like raw wood.
I'm staying in tree houses. Yeah.
Imagine that was like...
Raw
imagine that.
Hey.
Not tree.
Every November, raw wood.
I get raw wood for winter. Like.
Raw wood for winter.
I am...
It's my new fringe show.
Yeah, I should dangle my feet off the edge of the bed.
You should, and then you're just...
But you can't
no
dangle your feet off the edge of a bed.
Why?
That's an invitation for monsters.
Under the bed. Dangle. God, but a brief dangle.
Yeah, nothing wrong with a brief dangle, I suppose.
But they won't. The monsters will be like, oh, fuck, he's away.
Yeah. I still will run and jump. Not run and jump, but I'll like...
Light switch off.
At pace. I don't have to hang about my legs like at the side of a bed or anything like that still.
Are you one leg out of the duvet?
No.
I'm frequently one leg out of the duvet.
I sometimes go, I'm just going to sleep with no duvet. Or like the duvet, like down to my waist or something. And then see by the time I'm really just about to nod off, I have to bring it back up. Always bring
up
it back
up. Up to the neck?
Yeah.
Up to the neck. I like lots of duvet in between my legs.
And then on your side?
Yeah.
Right.
I don't know why that is.
Is that to mimic like the feeling of a person?
In between my legs?
Well, just...
No, because you wouldn't sleep with a person in between your legs.
Depends what you're into.
This is a guy who's never spent an evening
with a person
sleeping with a person. You've never slept.
I've never slept in bed with another person.
No.
The value cab's already waiting. My house is like the airport at the Belfast International. Just a big queue of fellas in blue shirts smoking.
Sometimes those guys at the airport intimidate me so much that even though I have my car at the airport, I just get a taxi to City Center. You want a taxi, kid? Yes.
I'm sorry.
Oh, boys. Victoria, you were supposed to be in London last night.
I was.
I felt your pain. Do you see this? So the,
I did, yeah. I was talking about
so
yeah.
So you had put on a show that you'd forgotten about, not put in your diary.
So I booked in a preview and it's all my fault, basically, in like March.
Oh, do you know what I like the way you said there? Basically. Which puts the blame slightly on other people. Yeah. It's mostly all my fault.
It's mostly all my fault. But I just, I don't know. Look, so booked it in March.
Yeah.
The email said penciled. I didn't pencil. I should have penciled, but I didn't pencil. So it didn't end up in my diary at all. But it never got
penned.
It never got penned. But it should have been penciled by me.
Penciled, so penned. Definitely happening. Sharpie.
Tattooed.
Yeah.
Tattoo that in your diary.
So what's the moment where, because we've all had this, and there's nothing worse, where you go, where someone's like, even if you're just meeting someone for coffee, and they go, what do you want here? What coffee do you want here? And you're not anywhere near there.
Yeah.
You don't know what's happening. But especially when you have a gig.
Well, I had to have that for like an extended period of time for a while, where I used to do everything on a paper diary. And then I lost it.
Raw paper?
Raw paper. Untreated paper.
Man, why are you obsessed with raw things today? Some menacing about you today. I don't like it.
If you think this tea's been treated, you're mental.
He's having steak tartare for dinner.
Genuinely, I thought the fish, I thought that's how you pronounced the sauce that comes with fish and chips.
Tartar sauce.
And we were in the Percy French restaurant in Newcastle, and I said to the guy, can I get the fish and chips and no tartar sauce? And he laughed like, haha, yes, yes, mate, must know I did stand up. And then he came back to the table and went, do you think it's pronounced tartar? And my wife went, I wasn't going to say anything to him, but I think he thinks it's tartar. And I was like, no, what is it? And then they told me
tartar. I like the implication that he hadn't heard of you before, but as soon as you said that, he was like,
this guy must be stand up.
Must
no,
be
he'd heard of me.
That's the guy.
Because yeah. I told him when I was booking the table. She and Todd.
Tartar for Todd.
You ordered it. But I get extra tartar sauce. Tartar sauce is the best thing in the world.
See, what is it? Mayonnaise with like
stuff?
Chive?
Stuff.
Or something?
Capers? Is that a thing?
I don't know.
It is a thing, yeah.
Great independent pizza place. I think it's just closed down in Ballyhackamore. Capers.
Oh.
It was great.
Been really muscled out by Little Wing.
Do you know who you're taking over? Apache.
They are.
Apache?
Everywhere.
I have this theory, right, and I don't want to burn any potential
Apache
future
bridges, yeah.
Brand ambassadorial deals. But, like, if they want me to delete this from the podcast, we will. See, in a lot of towns and villages, mm-hmm. and I might, you know, they're probably going to take this down from YouTube, this podcast or whatever, and we'll have to post it on Twitter.
Yeah.
Can I say this?
Not Threads.
At Elon.
Threads.
Apaches.
Threads. We're not Twittering anymore, boys.
Threads is around, yeah. So I can say this. See, in all wee towns where they have wee independent pizza shops that are always unreal, mm-hmm. Apache are setting up right next door, and they're painting it all, the whole building, bright red.
Yeah.
Lisburn. Balnahinch.
Yeah.
The heavy hitters.
There could be other places. Yeah, yeah. Two places at least.
There's two places
now,
we know of.
Talking of cancel culture and Apache Pizza, when's that name getting changed?
I mean, true. Yeah. True.
The only way it's okay is if the guy who owns it and works in all the shop is a full Apache.
Yeah. Native and the shop American. Is a teepee, that as well. And
yeah.
They serve
it's out. It's not ideal though for cooking
it's
the pizzas.
Great. It's
that's
not going to be great.
Fire
like a metal teepee.
With the weather
fair.
Here, it's not going to be
a
metal teepee.
Boiling hot?
Yeah.
A metal teepee? A cone?
Yeah.
Workers in a cone.
I am. So what's a moment where you realise that you're supposed to be doing the gig?
So, I'm home for a very wholesome reason. I was going to visit my Nana in hospital. And
but you're doing the pod instead, respect.
Yeah. I was like, Nana, you're gonna have to wait.
Yeah.
The big dog's on the phone.
The
which
raw
you're
dog's
doing
the
podcast,
raw
she's like
circumcised.
Yeah, this raw Todd.
Yeah. It is.
Put a pin in that. I might have to get that done.
Oh,
anyway.
Wait, we're the guys you want to talk to about it.
You both? You both up?
No, but
no,
I
no,
just
no, we're talking about this. I'm so excited. Sorry, go ahead. Sorry. The real anyway. Reason you're here.
Anyway, so I get back and I left my phone at home because I'm like full addicted to my phone, so I just try and leave.
You left it in London?
Belfast.
Sorry.
Oh, okay.
Home. That's, gonna be like, that's a big commitment to be like, I'm not going to look at my
just
phone.
Just going to be with my family.
Yeah.
I leave
my
it.
Phone is my family, but go ahead. I tell my family that all the time.
My phone is my family.
I've got my family and these guys.
So I family time?
Yeah. Family photo.
But you try to take a picture of your own.
Why are you making
selfies in a
I do that for every photo.
after shows is the best. Sorry, mate, can we get a photo?
The Amazon guy's like, I just need to take a picture to prove I delivered this.
You're at the airport when they're scanning your security face.
Just taking a delivery of raw wood. Sorry, man.
Anyway.
So you're here for a wholesome reason, yeah.
A wholesome reason. And then I get back to the house at like 8 p.m. and I've got like 4 missed calls from the comedy club. And like a message at 6 p.m. when the show was supposed to start saying, are you close? And I was like, oh, it's 2 hours.
Do you know
after.
Straight away?
No.
Oh, right.
What do you think?
My brain
happening?
Goes, they fucked it.
Right.
Well, there's no way I would do such a thing.
Yeah.
I was like, because it wasn't March. Mm-hmm. That's the last time I heard about doing a preview on the 6th of July.
Right.
So I was just like, there's no way I'm supposed to have had a preview. I go on their website, but they've already removed the event. Which feels harsh.
Yeah.
But then I go into my emails and I just type in 6th of July. And then it's like way back. And it's just like penciled. And I was like, fuck.
Right.
Fuck.
Now, are you getting DMs? Are you getting like...
So this is when I go Twitter. On the social medias and I see some DMs and I get a very...
Sorry.
I get a...
He just loves canned water. There's, see this guy?
The coaster. It was the coaster. It's all good. Okay. Sorry, apologies. So you're 6th of July in the emails, social media.
Are you on Spice?
No.
So I go into that and I've seen a few DMs of like somebody taking a picture of the stage being like...
And you're not on it?
Not on
it. Oh, they're in the room?
They're in the room.
Hey, there's a full room waiting on them at 6 o'clock.
It's not a full room.
Well, how full is the room?
I don't know. I've been trying to find out.
It's almost worse if it's like 4 people. It's almost worse.
No. 4 people I can sort out.
Right.
I can pay off 4 people.
Yeah. You ready, Cam? Italian Angeloni here.
I'll make them whole. Also, £1 tickets. So I'm not. At no point am I like, fuck, I've ruined people's, like, do you know what I mean? Like, yeah. It's like, you know, it'll be okay.
Yeah,
like it's not the, like you can work.
Cost of living crisis on, but still.
But no, yeah.
£1.
I pay babysitters. No, it's alright.
They'll move plans around. Yeah,
underground London.
But I got a very, aggressive voice note from Tenors. A woman.
Yeah. Okay.
Should I play the voice note?
Yeah, please.
It's fucking brutal. Where is it?
Well, that's what I'm trying to. Have you? I've definitely.
I've never did it. I don't think.
You don't. You've never like. Texted a gig like, mate, where are you, sort of thing.
No, shit. It hasn't happened. I'm very organized.
Once I was booked to do Diona's podcast, got my days wrong. She texted me and went, do you want any coffee here or tea or anything? And that's one of the ones, when I saw the text, I knew, and I was in the gym and had to come straight here, and I never mentioned all the way through. And then after, I was like, I didn't know I was doing this. And she goes, oh really? I was like, look at what I'm wearing. And I'm wearing like a Barcelona training shirt, down GAA
headband.
Shorts. Yeah, wristband.
Yeah.
And chalk smell like I've been at the gym. I was like, this isn't a new style.
Does it smell like cum? Yeah. And she was like, why do you smell so much?
Does the gym smell like cum?
No, it's just
depends who you do.
Oh, right. Oh, because of this guy. Yeah. It's
gay gym. I was doing a callback to your joke.
No, yeah. That's good.
I like
it. So, specials I know.
It is.
Yeah. Both of them are here. And if you want
to... I'm not diagnosed yet.
Oh, you don't need to be.
But what I meant to say earlier is I lost my paper diary, so I just had to get up at the start of every day and have a bag packed for almost any occasion.
That's you're living like an assassin.
And I just had to wait for that text. Yeah, I was living like an assassin. It wasn't a bag full of knives. It was a bag of, at that point, xylophone sticks.
Well,
I'd rather it was knives.
The musical assassin. Disrespectfully just plays your ribs as you're dead.
Like fucking one of the itchy and scratchy.
Jeffrey Dahmer. That's a mental way to live. Just always be ready to receive a text being like,
always
you're
ready.
Late. I'm not on my way.
Be prepared, scouts.
We got through it.
But yeah, I just had to, like, every day I was just waiting for that text of like, where are you? Where am I
when
supposed to be?
When was your diary made up to?
At the end of the year. So I had like 4 months of just like.
But I also think when I had a paper diary, it was when I was the most reliable.
Oh yeah,
like I'm reliable with dates.
It commits
now
it to your
gigs,
brain better.
But yeah, there's just something about when it's on your phone. If you don't set the alert, I don't scroll to see. But I've had this paper diary every day, probably when I wake up and check them.
You
all
see it
tomorrow
because you're looking at the whole week, yeah, and whatever, yeah. But anyway, this woman was very annoyed at me for not doing the gig.
It's me. This is a message for you, Vittorio. I came to see your comedy show tonight on a Thursday night. The date is the 5th of July. You didn't turn up. Count me one angry fan. I wasn't your fan before. I'm not your fan now. I hope you rot.
Why is Liz Truss at your gigs? Jesus Christ.
So she hopes I rot, and then she tried to video call me.
Imagine that. Video call her now.
Oh, could you imagine?
No, she will answer.
I know, that's why I'm saying.
Yeah, so she hopes I rot.
I hope you rot. I mean, you don't want her to get just front row. I can tell what she'd look like the way through the set. But
I was, because I did feel bad, so I met, and I was like, I'm so sorry. And although, no, I said sorry to like everybody else who was like, mate, what happened? That's really disappointing. Her, I was like, actually, I was visiting my unwell grandmother.
So there is
one Angeloni rotten, if that makes you feel any better.
Take a selfie of your granny.
That reminds me of, there was a comedian in London, like on like open mics and stuff, and they posted the funniest thing I've ever seen on Instagram, but it wasn't supposed to be funny at all. So she was a comedian, but she was also like a crystal healer.
Oh,
sure.
Yeah, and she took a picture of her granny in a hospital bed who died. So it was her dead granny. And she had like crystals on like her chakras. And the caption just said, "We did all we could."
You didn't. Do you want to resuscitate her? Nah. Let me get my pouch. She needs CPR. She needs crystals. If you honestly never like, you never had it with a gig where the people are like, mate, where are you?
No, you know I'm good timekeeping. Like,
you are very good.
Yeah. But like my diary, I've got a good system in place.
What's the system?
Just put it in your diary and look at your diary. It's the system.
We can't understand that. We're like,
whoa.
Go for a start here.
The diary's raw? What?
Yeah. Yeah, you get a raw diary.
There's no one worse than Willie T. And so about it.
He's so bad.
See,
Is McCann bad?
McCann can be bad too. Yeah, but yeah, the way you pull the nanny card, Willie T has the brain damage card. And I'm like, put it in when you're offered it. And he goes, brain damage. I'm like, no, at the time when someone goes, May the 6th, can you do this gig?
Yeah.
Put it in. He goes, can't make brain damage.
Yeah.
He just uses that brain damage card all the time.
Yeah.
I can't believe you never had that. I definitely had, like, where are you? And then you have to just make excuse and be like, I'm on my way, and then stop what you're doing. Just
blind panic. There was a guy who was the orchestral manager at my uni. So he like organized all the orchestra projects, like made sure everybody was whatever. I remember I was supposed to be at a rehearsal and I'd forgotten that it was on, but I was up in Newcastle visiting my girlfriend at the time. And I messaged him and was like, oh, sorry, my train's been cancelled.
Yeah.
I'm going to be late for blah, blah, blah. Spoof, like absolute spoof. But he's seen it all, done it all. He goes, what train were you supposed to be on?
No.
Oh, no.
And I just had to be like, I lied, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
At least you didn't keep it going.
My worst one was, I missed the whole concert that I was supposed to be in because I thought we were in the first half, but we were in the second half. And it wasn't like, because sometimes you're like late for something because you're like at the pub before the gig or whatever, doing whatever. I was just sat in the foyer of the venue of the concert because I was like, I'm in the second half.
Yeah.
I'll be fine. And then I was like, right, first half's probably about to finish. I'll start wandering up the stairs. And as I'm walking up the stairs, they play the music from the concert on like the tannoy in like the corridors of like the dressing rooms and stuff, so you know what's happening. And I heard the start of the piece that I was supposed to be in, and I was like, fuck.
Just you can't go and join mid.
No. But then I heard somebody else playing my
they got someone to fill it in.
I was like, well, somebody's just doing it on the spot.
Have you ever like what is your like, where in Italy are your family originally from?
Frosinone, between Rome and Naples.
And have you been?
Yeah.
Because when I watch, have you seen White Lotus?
No.
You haven't?
No.
You isn't that like a show with like loads of women in it? You'd love
There's
it.
There's loads of women in it? Yeah. Why would I love it?
I mean, I watched it. I do remember one scene. I do remember one scene with that.
Yeah, I think that's loads. That's loads.
For a TV show, it is, isn't it?
Yeah.
Loads of women.
Yeah.
That's on the Sky description on your TV guide. Well, new series, you know, loads of women.
It's on the certification. It's like 12A.
Yeah.
Occasional swearing, loads of women.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Brown Lotus.
You would love it.
Okay. I'll
I've
check
never
it.
Seen
but
it.
In it, chance. Oh, it's great. In the second season, the do you ever seen Homeland?
No.
The bad guy, one of the like actors in Homeland.
Homeland's the one with the ginger guy?
Yep.
Yeah, I've seen, my parents were watching it, so I would see bits of it.
Infrequent rimming in Homeland. That's a one thing I'd say about it. No
sparse rimming, yeah.
There's none in Pacific Rim region.
Ah, that's
there's
the worst.
Not. In this.
I thought it was a Samoan guy getting his ass in.
Way better.
That's
movie.
Definitely a porn. That's definitely a porn. Pacific Rim. Just one of the two langies.
Yeah. It's done to the sound of Over the Rainbow, that guy playing it in the ukulele.
Israel Kamakoui.
Kamakavivole.
Well. Tomato to
Matthew.
I remember looking up that song, hearing that song, and they're like, oh, this guy's dead now. And I was like, what? And then looking at him, going, no,
yeah. Yeah.
He looks like Kieran Bartlett.
Samoan Bartlett. Somewhere over the mate bow.
But I'll take it.
I'll take it. Yeah.
I'll definitely.
Best
take
I can
it.
Do.
Apparently, he woke up, Kamakavivole woke up in the middle of the night, phoned the recording studio, and were like, I need to come in and record this. One take.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wait till the
morning. That's why he gets all the words wrong.
He does, doesn't he? Yeah. Why? He's so big that they're not going to be. Can we retake that? He's like, oh, you're all right. Yeah, works. Yeah. But in White Lotus, Christopher from The Sopranos is in it.
I've only just started watching The Sopranos.
So, you know Christopher?
Young fella.
Tony's nephew?
Yeah, yeah.
He is it nephew or cousin? He, nephew? Tony's relative. He,
I think nephew.
That's Italian.
Fucking Italians.
He
Italian.
Plays a guy who their family goes to Italy to go back to the homeland, meet old family, and no, it's not a spoiler, but it like doesn't pan out the way they think it does. And I just think it's funny that to me, anyone with Italian ancestry goes back and is welcome to like go see like the villages their family are from and that kind of thing. So, do you have family still that live there?
Very few family. Like a lot of them just. Moved over to loads of them moved to Belfast. There's so many Italian people in Belfast.
It's very because when it. you
and we're not all touts, right?
When you go to Italy and you look at it, you're like, stay here. It's class.
It's so good, but at the you know there was a war
in Italy.
The World War they called it.
Oh yeah, it was a big one. But you haven't had that here too.
No, did we? We didn't have World War here.
In
Belfast.
Yeah.
No, we had like. The fucking other
the
wars.
Regional war.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We had civil war.
We're gonna make it the regional.
So was World War Two. No, not there was World
there
War
was
One
World
and War
Two. War and Two. Yeah,
there was. Do you know what the World War came here? We're talking about it like it was a turn out. World War Two came here, mate.
Yeah, did it?
World War Two, two World Two War.
Belfast got bombed up.
Where was the trenches
Blitz,
in World
the Belfast
War Two? In Belfast?
We learned about it in school.
Huh? Was it? I didn't know.
There's no trenches here.
Right,
but there was bombs dropped. Like
trench? That's a place in West
where was
Belfast.
The bomb, where was the bomb dropped? Lisburn. What? I don't know.
Like just the docks and all. Belfast was bombed. Belfast was
back bits. Being like, tell you where could do with being bombed. Newry.
Belfast was bombed up during World War II.
It
Belfast
was
Blitz,
Belfast
20,
Blitz.
Four
oh,
times.
Know.
Four bombs dropped in Belfast.
Four German air raids.
The Germans dropped bombs in Belfast?
Yep.
Hans,
weirdly, you're proud.
No, it was the, no, it was the Germans. The typical Vittorio. Always blaming them.
I love that you're buzzing that they bombed here.
Well, I'm not buzzing about
like,
it.
Yes,
I'm not buzzing about it.
Are we
place?
We're part of it.
Yeah, no, I'm not buzzing about it.
1,000 people died? 100,000. I didn't know it was that scary.
Some people were claiming homelessness that were already.
Yeah,
homeless.
Right, yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's so Belfast. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like, ah, fuck's sake, a bomb.
I do know, like, loads of kids were evacuated from Belfast.
Refugees, right? Yeah, yeah. They had to go to, like, the countryside.
My granny went to Strabane.
Oh, that's brutal.
And then came straight home. Roll the dice. Or from the wand. She came home just shell shocked. They're like, "Holy shit!" Like, were you in the? She was like, "I was in Japan."
Loads of Italians were put on the Isle of Man because we were on the wrong side.
Really?
Italians were like on the Axis, the bad guys.
Yeah, so, but then changed.
Yeah. The old switcheroo.
Yeah.
Fucking only messing.
Those old timey photos, but they had to put the powder and all on.
Yeah, they swapped.
And everybody.
Raging when it was just people painting you.
We got under the cloth and all, you could just hear it muffled.
It is funny to switch in the journal war. Hey, whoa, look. Let bygones be bygones here. Hold my hands up.
I heard they watched 21 Jump Street.
But yes, remember they played the football game and all during the war?
There's World War One.
Was that one?
No Man's Land.
I thought that was two.
Dane Coughlin, Scouse comedian, has
played
a
in that? Yeah. He never mentioned it.
He has a fucking great bit about it where he just goes, "Who brought the ball?"
Yeah. if I'm in World War Three and I'm going to the trenches, in my backpack I'm bringing a football to see if anyone wants to knock it about.
He goes like, "I've got my helmet, my gun, shin pads."
It's just so funny. I love that. At what point did Italy switch? Do you know?
I don't know the dates.
Probably when it was getting hairy.
Probably like pretty much when they went,
when Apache Pizza moved in. They were like, we need to fucking.
Some soldier making like wee makeshift pizzas to keep everyone morale up. Apache show up, boom, yeah. All the trenches red. Yeah, discount meal deal. Big bottles of coke.
That is so local pizza.
Do you know what I was saying? I was filming something in Raffles Chippy with Kieran this week, and do you know what is so much fun? The bottles of Coke, they're about a litre and a half.
Yes.
Not quite a 2 litre.
No.
Litre and a half. It's a ten glass of Coke.
So the family that you have that are still in Italy, can you go like visit? Are they like close enough?
No, they're not. They're like second and third cousins and all weird stuff. But you can see the house where like my nana grew up.
Because I have this romanticized idea of you go back to Italy and big, you know, outdoor dining and you sit with the family and that kind of thing.
No, not really. But it was cool to be in the village where they grew up, and they play bocce, which is the most like chilled out. I think it's just kind of.
Oh really?
It's kind of like our like bowls.
Right.
But it's fully just like all those very sedentary old man sports, I think, are just an excuse to like look at women.
Mm. Right.
Do you know what I mean?
Like, be close enough to be like, look at
them. You're just like, I'm just doing this thing.
Yeah. You're not allowed to do that anymore. I know. You patted my mum before this podcast.
I did.
I've said that on camera.
I did, yeah.
You patted his mum?
And his bum. I patted. He turned to me. It's his fault.
Don't victim blame.
No, it was his fault, because you turned to me and you were like, you weren't quickly making your radio seat. You were mincing it a wee bit.
Have you ever traced like your family history or anything?
I thought you were going to say like coins.
Traced? I used to love tracing things.
So good, because you were like, I can draw.
And like, every time you're like, this, it works so well.
Yeah,
because
it's see-through.
Yeah.
What's tracing paper for?
Well, I'll tell you what it is. The purest form of raw paper. Tracing paper?
Very thinly sliced paper.
No, that's raw a tree.
Paper. You're right. That's what I would call trees.
Raw paper.
Wow. Get a few raw papers up in the garden here.
Yeah. Put a few raw papers on the fire.
No, I know you've done your genealogy thing, but like right enough, will you go back a few steps? Are your family from anywhere else?
I only know that my great-granny was from Enniskillen originally. That's all I know.
I mean, that's kind of nice, but that's a real letdown. I love that you have Italy.
Yeah.
My great granny was French. Mm. A bit of French.
Oui.
A lot of Donegal.
Some mix.
France, Donegal.
Yeah.
But like, I wish.
You have a somewhat French vibe.
Yeah.
He has an everything vibe.
I have multiple nationality multiple vibes.
Yeah.
Multiple vibes. What would you say? French?
French. Polish.
Bit of Norway.
Swedish.
Yes, you do look somewhat like behind the Iron Curtain. Like you look like you were part of a communist.
Yeah, but like only like whispering to people about it. You know, like I wasn't like at the front of it.
You were a tout, and you were the, you know, the
Russian
like,
tout.
You were telling on, because the whole communist thing is like telling on your neighbors and like
getting. I look like I stuff. Would like, you know, like detail vehicles for like the leadership of it. Mm. But like I'm not actually manually, I'm just looking at the vehicle and going, do a wee bit of that there. You know, yeah. More of like an overseer.
Yeah.
But then I'm whispering, like I look like I'd be whispering a lot. Back in like, you know, times, like old medieval times. But like what nationality do you think you look like? Because I think you look German maybe, or French.
I would go for German. I look exactly like my mom. So I would say I look Irish, but yeah, maybe like a German. I don't know about French. I don't think I look French.
No, there's a wee
bit. No, there ain't you. If you yes, but
there's a that's great stuff.
Yeah, it is.
It's just nice.
It's just wholesome. Where do you think you look?
Ah, just here. Just
yeah, there. like fucking Twinbrook.
My nationality is Lenadoon.
You do 23 and me, and it's like all New Lodge. Yeah, it's like 100% New Lodge.
Yeah,
and that's not even an option on their thing.
No, I would say you look like you're from North Belfast.
Yeah, fair enough. Well, it's similar to West. You know what I mean? They're fucking big the same. But yeah, look.
Lenadoon had them dog killers, didn't it?
I don't know. I mean, sure it has. Every part of West Belfast had dog killers at some point.
The Lenadoon dog killers?
The LDK. Aww. I'm a member.
It's quite a big thing. I'm not a member. It sounds like a K-pop group, but it's not.
LDK, like they sound like, kill, yeah.
They kill dogs for different reasons. They warm up for
BTS. If you can't get BTS, you get them.
Yeah. I love just BTS. Five lads from Lenadoon.
I love BTS.
Cosplaying is... BTS? You do love BTS?
BTS are great.
BTS might kill dogs for different reasons.
Yeah, they might. He's right.
Like what?
Eating them.
You know, that's true though. It's a culture thing. It's, you know.
They're Korean, right?
Yeah, I know how to say one phrase in Korean. Sujin
nu nege mogoso.
Oh no, you can't. What does that mean?
you can't call them that. Yeah,
no, it means the homework ate my dog.
Why did you learn that of all things?
It's funny.
Yeah. I used to... There was a guy in my school who was like from Hong Kong, and he told me this phrase, Lahai Bashi Jai, and to this day, I don't know what that means.
Who knows what you just said there? You've probably just...
Because
dropped.
I can't Google it.
Demonetized dog.
Lahai Bashi Jai.
Wow.
And he taught me two words, hi and bo.
You're going to get taken off Weibo, like Nigel Leung.
Weibo. What's that?
That's like
Chinese Facebook.
Oh, I thought it was YouTube.
Maybe. Yeah. I don't know.
Can someone in the comments let me know what Lahai Bashi Jai means? And apologies if it's something terrible, but a guy called Gary, well, that's what he said he was called, from Hong Kong, told me that.
Was he Gary. The guy who does the city tours by City Hall?
No, but he's great. I'd love to have him.
He has the thickest Belfast accent of anyone.
Yeah, you should have him city on the
tours. Great. Have you guys ever done those city tours? They're unreal.
No.
It's way better than you think, because you think if you're not from here, you'd appreciate it. But see, being from here, you learn all this stuff.
We did a Peace Wall tour in school, but it wasn't by any... It was just like... Mr. Lanahan, the geography teacher, just Damn going, right. I remember when I was in there.
Yeah. That was when we rogue tour taking us out. He's not even supposed to be out of school. He's like, fuck it. Lights up a fag.
Yeah, it wasn't a bus tour. It was a Peugeot 206 tour.
He had to do runs.
And weird ass. And weirdly, it was just you on it.
Just me, Mr. Lanahan. He didn't work there anymore as well.
Do you have a favourite teacher? Do you have a teacher you like loved?
My maths teacher, who I won't name because I'm about to say some pretty bad stuff about him, was very sound, but he was just like a very weird guy. And he would always, like, when he was trying to like demonstrate graphs, when he was talking about the lines, he would always like do that. And then he would always get excited and just start going, hi, 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 hi.
Is that Gary?
I thought you were auditioning for LDK there. I had an English teacher called Mr. McKee, who was great, because I think Gary Lightbody might have gone to my school, and Mr. McKee...
Don't act like you don't fucking know whether Gary Lightbody went to you. That's the most you fact.
I think someone from Snow Patrol did, but I don't know if it was Gas. Mm. I think it was like maybe someone. Mm. But because Mr. McKee had taught whoever it was, I think it was Gary Lightbody, I'm not 100%.
He takes credit for the lyrics of Chasing Cars?
Well, it was when Run came out, Mr. McKee, anytime Snow Patrol brought a song out, would go, lads, has that, shh, put it on the wee PC speakers and play it.
Oh, the wee one, the two of them? But there's only a dial on one?
Everyone was dead quiet. Oh, and once in his class...
Logic or creative speakers?
Probably Logic.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Remember those?
We were writing, someone knew where you get fake IDs. There was a website called fathism.com. PHAT.
Is that what I have?
Could be. Probably. Baptism.com, and someone wrote down, was passing the note round of where you go to get it. And then I had the note, and the teacher, Mr. McKee, saw us passing notes, and he went, what is that? And I ate the note. It was so dramatic. So I ate the note.
So and Tom made Cruise in Mission Impossible.
He goes,
your mission, should you choose to accept it?
Get a fake ID.
The next move was just the cyanide capsule under his tooth. He's like, it's over for me. It's over. I'm not going to
Gary snitch. Looked across the room like, no.
Full jotter in your mouth.
He goes, well, you really had a technique.
No. I had good rhythm. Your wee raw dog was popping up.
Like, yeah,
you've been eating raw paper for fucking years.
I fucking can't get enough of raw paper.
Just walking around a hotel room in socks, just eating the fucking...
With Crohn's disease, the eat, number one thing Gideon's
Bible
raw paper.
From the drawer.
And that's probably why I have Crohn's, to be honest. Because
you just paper? Paper
I wouldn't leave a Bible in front of me, especially if there's condiments.
When you shit, it looks like the bottom condoms. Of a shredder.
Huh? His arsehole shredding.
Very good. Where you said? What were teachers?
Yeah, I like Mr. McKee's cool because he would just play your song and go, "What are the lyrics to this mean?"
Yeah, oh, that's
but he
class.
Just wanted to take a break.
That's phoning it in. Yeah.
Teachers did want to do
it. I ate the bit of paper, and then they were like, "What was that? What did that note say?" And they thought it was something. What so for a child to eat strip of paper?
Yeah.
And I should have just been like, I could have taken the blame and gone. I know we can get fake IDs and I wrote it down and then the teacher he probably would have went well don't be doing that but instead I
never, whatever his obligation I is never to gave say it don't
up.
Do that
and I then, never gave it up
you just said you were hungry
jeez
you know what I mean you just said I'm fucking starving in your class
yeah
having to listen to all these songs lunch was 40 minutes ago
were you I could like
I was a good kid
yeah
I was quiet I never talked in school look I would be afraid to misbehave in school because my mom beat the shit out of me
really
well she wouldn't beat the shit out of me well she would but but like
for some reason that explains the jacket yeah. I don't know why you know what I mean I just
yeah that jacket comes from fear yeah.
we had two I had two teachers in school that I liked enjoyed and for different reasons me and Paddy McDonald went to the same school by the way so he'll be able to attest to one of these teachers we had a teacher called Chiefy who's the maths teacher and he wore a cape
married at first sight
what he wore a cape
he wore a cape what do you mean
like he wore a cape.
Mr. Chiefy?
Chiefy man? Chiefy. Chiefy wore a cape.
Why was he called Chiefy?
Don't know, because he was the chief of maths. But but this guy wore a fucking and would walk
Chiefy,
through
Chiefy, he now owns Apache Pizza.
He did leave the school, so he might.
Hi.
Oh.
But yeah, Chiefy, and like he would walk across schoolyard and it was windy as fuck and the cape would like remember like that scene in Father Ted where Bishop Brennan goes
does he
to get
put
there?
It on the odd time
no well he puts it on walking to and from class and then
that's more
he,
of a cloak
then, it was like a cape
does he go over his
what's a cloak what's the difference
what's
between
a cloak and
a
cape?
Cape
you the tell hood? Me
the hood
oh yeah
well he didn't have a hood on
so it was a cape
because you're not
it
was a cape school
then. Yeah, so, but he would walk and then he would take it off to do the class and then he would put it back on again to leave the class. And that was
Chiefy. Was he like a wild character?
Well, yeah, he was very eccentric and then he left during, like, when I was at school, he left about 3 years.
To go back to Hogwarts?
Well, he was at
retirement.
Tom Miles in Defense Against the Dark Arts.
He was at retirement age, but he had
a Philosopher's Stone. Sure, he was immortal.
The rumor was he won the lottery, but who knows?
Well, when I went to Tech, I had a maths teacher who kept telling us he had £1 million. He was a wee guy and he was weird.
He kept telling us he had
£1 million in his bank account and he didn't need to be there. And he had £1 million. And then about a year after I left that course, and he left Belfast Met in the papers, paedophile.
All paedophiles have £1 million in their bank account.
There you go.
Clear sound.
Makes you think. Are you on tour at the minute or anything?
What a transition.
Do the French.
I am doing the Edinburgh Fringe. 6:25 every day at Monkey Barrel. New show. Who do you think you are? I am. That's what the show's called.
Oh, right. I thought you didn't. give me time for an answer there. Just going to have to really ponder that. I think I'm going to come to the Fringe for a day or two.
Day or two?
We day or two. Do you know what I'd love to do? Find a venue where someone's taking a day off and just come and do one day.
Monkey Barrel? Everybody takes a day off at Monkey Barrel, so they have slots for people to do one-offs. Like, I'm doing a live podcast. I don't know what date yet, but it's just when somebody has a day off in one of the rooms.
Oh, yum, yum.
Yeah, Monkey Barrel's very good.
There you go.
So have you finished the tour?
Finished the tour. It was good. And then I went to Corfu for a week and, like, relaxed, unwound, and then went to a Hamburg in Stag Do and undid all of
the... I was about to say a Hamburger conference.
Yeah. I went to a Hamburger conference.
Hamburg on a stag?
Yeah.
He went to Dallas, Texas on a stag. Isn't that wild? He's just back yesterday.
You're back Dallas? That's so far. Yeah. That's an imposition.
He stayed in a ranch.
But you said Hamburg the way I said Hamburg. Quiet little German pubs. Nice. Yeah. Hamburg is fucking crazy.
It is.
Wild.
See, I've never been to Germany and I really want to.
Hamburg is insane. There's like a strip. The Reeperbahn. Just like strip club, which we didn't go to, but there's like mad clubs, bars. Loser. It's like like.
You look like I could go to a strip club, and if like me trying to get at the fringe, if a girl took a break for a split second, can I get up? Can I do a quick?
It's like an open.
Can
bowl,
I do man? Five? Yeah.
Guys, to lose five,
I have a new dance here. What I'll do for the boys.
So Hamburg was nuts.
Have you been to a strip club?
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Today.
Oh hey, I'm just back from
like today.
Of course he has.
I think I would just be real. I've only seen like two strippers ever. One was at my friend Brandon's 18th birthday, and his
aggressive.
Yeah, it was in a barn in Downpatrick.
Oh. Oh no. You're trying to think if he was at that one. So like one for familiar. The list.
He's a stripper.
Oh, I'd be the most disappointed stripper.
No, you wouldn't be.
Because you know Apache Pizza started doing that? Yeah,
the feathers just
strippers red, just undercutting everyone.
Just a pizza box covering his knob, and he just whips it off.
I'd love to go to Germany. There's low Berlin.
We had this stripper, in this barn. This stripper arrives, and she was 40, and she comes in, and it's like a barn, like a converted barn. It's got like bars and like all that, whatever.
Bars?
Like bars? Like
it's a barn that's been converted into a party place that features a bar.
Okay. That's two the bars, but
two
like,
bars, yeah. Multiple bars right. In the barn.
And
owned by the same chain, kind of. Are they competing?
They're not competing.
Right.
Do you know the way there's two bars at Lavery's?
Like Dyer Lavery's.
Oh, yeah.
Within one space.
Yes.
Two bar fronts.
Right.
This one, the guy didn't know that there was a stripper. His brother had booked it. So that he just gets sat down in the middle of the barn. And everybody's in a circle around him. And he gets sat down. And then this 40-year-old woman dressed as a police officer comes in. Mm-hmm. And then, like, my uncle left for some reason. But I don't know why.
Just the slightest hint. He's like, I'm just going to head out here. Ooh, late one tonight. Best be hitting the hay here.
Perfect place to do it.
Exactly.
Very good.
Thank the you. Barn.
In a manger.
His name was Jesus.
That's my uncle, Jesus.
Jesus Angeloni.
It works.
It does, yeah.
You're not allowed to be called Jesus somewhere.
I mean, just in life, I don't think you should be called.
Yeah, but like legally, there's a country where you're not allowed to be called Jesus.
But is it with a hard J or Jesus?
Can't say it with a hard J. Only that he's allowed to say it with a hard J.
Me?
Not you, Jesus.
All right, I was like, whoa, that's such a compliment. Do you think of me like that? I just say my Jesus all the time.
What's up, my Jesus? Jesus in Paris?
Sorry. You're police, all a bit of a cacky.
Police lady walks in with like a boom box.
Right.
And I swear it's a tape she puts in for the music. Puts it on. And then she just starts like, you know, dancing around them. And then she like slaps him in the face. And everyone was like,
yeah.
This is
like everyone was like, yeah. And then she was just like, and then and it was like quite a hard slap. And then like the owner of the stripper, the boss,
the stripper has an owner,
the guy,
yeah,
like a wrangler,
right,
like a tamer, and he was just there like watching and like
T-T-Bonham in like a dress. That's cool.
But he's there just like,
no, someone else is Barnum.
And he's just but this fella's just, this guy's just nodding, just watching me like, yeah, she's doing good. And cracks
she's
him.
Doing good.
And everybody kind of looks at him, and he's just like. And then she starts to strip more. Yeah. And then everyone's like, ooh, like we've kind of forgotten about the slap a little bit.
Yeah. That's her tactic.
Yeah, she gives him a dead arm.
Chinese burns him and all. And we get Mike Dude out now.
And she takes off his top, Brandon's top.
Yeah.
And then everyone's like,
hey! She's stripping him.
Yeah. She's right. Like, you know, diversifying. And so then she keeps going, and she gets like, so she's down to just her pants, and everyone's like, well, you know, like the biggest, like, this is the last bit. And then she like gets Brandon on all fours, takes off his belt, and starts like cracking him with it. Like really, like too hard.
Passion of the Christ.
But then like over his jeans on his ass, and that's one thing. But then she whacks him like right in the middle of his back with a belt. And everyone's just like, ah, the same joke. Yeah. And everyone's just like, ah, fuck. So it gets a little bit tense, and then your man's just
he's like, oh, this is the way it's meant to go. This is the way the show goes.
Yeah. And then she sets him back on the chair, and she takes off her pants. And literally everybody goes, hey, whoa, whoa, whoa. And then your man.
Everyone's like, oh.
And we didn't notice until that point.
Your uncle comes back.
But everyone kind of, like, there's a, like, everybody's, like, the noise gets, like, sucked out of the room. Everyone's just like.
Because it's too much, you miss.
No, seriously, yeah. Fucking Fanny. Raw Fanny.
Yeah, yeah, great. Treat that.
Yeah.
I'm coming down with Ronce.
And your man finally walks in, just taps her on the shoulder, and she just puts her pants back on, and then keeps dancing.
Too far.
Oh. Yeah, that was it. Were you going to ask about Hamburg, Germany? You never been to Germany?
No, I'd like to. I've set foot in Germany. When I was in Switzerland, there's this like monument, and it's
the border.
But it's Switzerland, Germany, France, and Belgium.
Ah.
All in one place.
Yeah. Did you lie down on it?
No. You walk around it.
Ah.
It's like a metal sculpture, with like four walls.
The Spirit of Belfast.
Yeah. And you go around
Corn
it,
Market, and,
you go
just, all, and there's Smex just what?
But I want to go to Germany so bad.
You want to go to Germany?
Yeah, I think I'd really like Berlin.
Oh, I think you would fucking hate Berlin.
Why?
I've never been, but it just doesn't seem like your vibe. No gluten free options.
Oh, you mean because it's like this, like that? It's like a techno dance.
Yeah,
place.
And like lots of.
Oh, I'll be leaving by 4 o'clock.
The largest indoor water parks in Berlin. Team trip.
Bigger than Lisburn?
No, and I'll bet you that's bigger.
Do you
want to
go?
Yeah, I'd go. Yeah, if you, I'll go with you.
Yeah.
So we're going.
Yes, son, we're going. You have to say that to him sometimes.
Yeah.
Yes, mate, we're going now after lunch here.
Will there be strippers?
After this, he's definitely Googling like strippers that can come to a barn in Brownpatrick.
There is none.
And then, her and that guy arrive, and you're like, there.
Isn't there, do you know the way they have for stag parties to get that girl from here with the balaclava on? What's her name? Tony, I'm looking at Tony.
There's that mad Rangers lady.
Maybe it's
the OnlyFans. She's like an OnlyFans lady who does all of it in, and she gets embarrassed.
I haven't got my glasses on, but that does look like her.
She gets like bent over by somebody wearing like an Ange Postecoglou mask.
No,
and it's like Rangers getting fucked by Celtic or something. And, but then she'll like peg somebody with like a Scott Brown mask on or something.
All right, that took a turn.
It's a thing. OnlyFans, yeah.
It is a thing, yeah.
Oh, no, not she'll come. Oh,
no, she won't come and fuck. Oh, like, okay.
This is like for stag parties. This is on like Twitter, a woman there. Shows up with like a baton and like all dressed in black, and she's like big leather jacket, like Neo from the Matrix and all. And then she's got balaclava, and she comes in, and she's like, right, where is he? And then the stags are, and he knows as soon as he sees her, he's like, ah, and all the his mates are like, ah, we've got you. And then she fucking
knee taps him.
Because that's the thing.
Basically.
That's the thing. There's always a mate who wants it to go too far. Yeah, so when you see that, I'd be the same. I go, this has gone from like okay to like weird, but there'll be a mate who's like, ah,
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I was at a stag do where the stag cried during the stripper.
Oh.
And then he
ran. It was his dad.
He ran off into Dublin.
And the stag was in Mayo.
Oh, sad.
Images are being shown.
They're doing bad stuff over there. We don't need to see it. Now.
That's nasty business.
Mrs. Balaclava.
Mrs. Balaclava. There we go. That's the.
You'll end up with Mrs. Married? Balaclava. The only person. Who, the only.
Competing Miss Universe.
The only person that will ever sleep
from
in
Northern
a bed.
Ireland. Mrs. Balaclava.
AC Germany.
France.
The only person that'll ever sleep overnight in your bed is Mrs. Balaclava. That's who you
I'll
end up
safe.
With. You become Mr. Balaclava.
I like the thought that somebody tries to sleep over and you're like, eh, and then they can't get a taxi, but you just make them, like in a hospital, they sleep in the chair next to your bed. She didn't leave his side.
Yeah. I'm just like, look, it's a nice summer evening. You could probably walk, you know?
It's cut through the alley. It's quicker.
And then I'm in there. And with a bad Mr. Balaclava. Get back in the house. But you told me to. I know. I don't know what I'm doing. There's no taxis. I'm freaking out, man.
We have to go, but do you have a penis problem?
Oh,
yes.
Yeah, let's talk.
We have to do it really quick. Are you coming for lunch?
Yeah, I'll come for lunch.
Okay. Great.
Should we talk dicks at lunch?
No.
Well, yes.
But just oh no. Give us a just one liner. What's the problem?
It's a bit too tight. I've been putting steroid cream on it. I thought it would make my dick fucking.
Okay, I've been there before. We've talked about this before. See, at this stage, get rid of it.
But this is the thing. Apparently, the steroid cream's just absolutely fucking nonsense.
It's delaying the inevitable.
Yeah.
It might work a bit. You always keep coming back to it. I was putting the steroid cream on. You know, like all optimistic and all. Oh, yes and all.
Yeah.
That's fun. You get to touch a Willie and all. GP said
you're really saying it to you.
It's called bah. Yeah, just do it. I can recommend a guy, Dr. Ian Walsh.
Okay.
Are you in the market for a vasectomy?
No, I'm not in the market all right, for a vasectomy.
When you are?
The discount, I get you the discount code on the circumcision. He gets you the vasectomy.
You get
double
your guest
up same
list
day.
On the fucking vasectomy.
I get your referral code for the vasect. You am the when
queue jump and tube cut.
I get you a fast pass to the vasectomy.
Yeah.
Whenever Andrew Ryan apparently had the problem too, and his solution that the doctor told him was to get lukewarm salt water, dip your dick in it at the end of every night, and then give it a wee jack just to like. Get it fucking stretched or whatever, and that was apparently how he solved.
Andrew's also now banned from Helen's Bay Beach.
True, yeah. I don't know if they're related, but
yeah, just do it. See, after you get it done, you'll not go back. I've said it
well,
before.
You can't, you can't go back.
Well, I tried and it did not look good.
Try stitch one on.
I just put a hood up on it.
Yeah, like my teacher with the cape.
You had a hood.
Get the plastic cloak. It's way better. Without,
and it, but you have a few months of like very sensitive and very,
not like a few weeks.
Yeah,
and then no, it's
I weak. Just remember I have a it fear of it because my mate Alex got it done when he was like 14, and I remember the first time he came back to basketball training, he got hit in the dick with a ball, and I've never seen someone make a noise like that. It was horrific.
It doesn't look good for a while.
Just don't play basketball for the first few.
I can't agree to that.
I know.
Manny, this guy can't stop hooping.
I know.
No. Yeah,
King
no.
of the hoops.
Just get it done. We'll talk about it through lunch. Yeah. Florio Angeloni, Aaron Butler.
Listen to my podcast, Guide to Parenting. That's it.
There you go.
You heard him. We'll put a link in the description.
Let's
Aaron Butler, you got anything to promote?
Listen to Vittorio's podcast.
Man, oh, that's so a nice touch of class. That's
it's
a touch
very
of class.
Classy. Look, I'm a general banter fan, and I think that's classic.
the Aaron Butler class. Online Instagram. Go follow that too. Thank you.
No, so creepy the way you hold the mic.
I know it was.
You should see him hold. guys, thank you very much for watching and listening. All the best. Cheers. Thanks, boys. 7Sippers, God love you. If you've made it all the way through this episode, that means you love tea with me, you love this podcast, or it means like you've drifted off and you've just left this on play. Either way, what you need to do is head over to our Patreon. If you enjoy the podcast and you want more tea, that's where you go. We do a bonus episode called The Special Brew every Monday and a live stream podcast every Friday with some of your favorite comedians. You can chat, interact, ask questions. When we announce live podcasts, you get early access to tickets with a little bit of a discount on there. And there is so much more. You can go back and watch, I think, nearly 1,000 hours of content. Tea with Me, Patreon, which is patreon.com/teawithmepodcast. The link is in the description. I'll see you there.